The fire of God's word still burns. His word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. I might not be able to speak for others, but I often find the truth of these words burning upon my own heart. God's word is a fire, and I must at times, like Jeremiah of old, let the flames escape my feeble vessel to affect those around me. Past personal and professional failures may haunt, but the fire still burns. Present circumstances may hinder, but the fire still burns. People may be stubborn, lackadaisical, rebellious, misunderstanding, even harsh and mean, but the fire still burns. Many are confused, unbelieving, mental skeptics, or even willful doubters and scoffers, but the fire still burns. They cannot see Jesus walking right beside me. The fire still burns. They cannot hear the sweet voice of the Holy Spirit's witness in the depths of my heart, but the fire still burns. They do not feel the calm assurance of sins forgiven and heart purity, but the fire still burns. Here I am like Moses, but much less worthy, on the backside of the desert, as it were, and while peering across the apparently barren landscape of my life, there is a burning bush that captures my attention and my heart. The fire of the bush corresponds with the fire in my heart, and I cannot help but follow. The fire still burns. Dear people, God has a plan, even if we, like Moses, might feel that we have ruined it. The fire still burns. When Gideon thought he was unable to stand against the Midianites, God miraculously made the fleece wet when the ground around it was dry, and then later made the fleece dry while the ground all around it was wet. The fire still burns. When Elijah was to be taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire, and God divided the Jordan waters so that he and Elisha could cross on dry ground, Elisha followed to the end and took up Elijah's mantle. As he said the words, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" and struck the Jordan with the mantle, God divided the waters. The young prophets watching from afar said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha." The fire still burns. Wherever you find yourself today, I would ask, does the fire burn in your heart? You do not have to be a preacher to know the fire of God's love, forgiveness, purity, and power. Where sin and failure have abounded, God's grace can much more abound in your heart and life today. Pray to God in Jesus' name, and let him have his way in your heart and life. You will never be sorry that you did. May God bless you, each one.